Dictation for Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Quigno, Q-U-I-G-N-O. February 2553. Address as a letter to Dr. Kissondial, K-I-S-S-O-O-N-D-I-A-L, 775-4682. Dear Dr. Kissondial, a follow-up for Mrs. Quigno, who has renal failure. Likely related to underlying cirrhosis of the liver. Last visit was in November. She was admitted to the hospital December 27 to December 31st. I was not involved in her care as I was not consulted. She was treated for hepatic encephalopathy and uncontrolled diabetes in the 800s. She denies a stroke, heart attack, gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion. There was no infection, urine, or pneumonia. Received lactulose, as well as Zefaxan, X-Y-F-A-X-A-N. She's feeling better. Diabetes now in the 140s. She lives with family members, husband, granddaughter. Has not checked her weight. Says to be eating good. No vomiting, dysphagia. Loose stools from lactulose without bleeding. No abdominal pain or increased abdominal girth. Denies infection in the urine. Good amount of urine without cloudiness or blood. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. She's a little bit unsteady on walking. Some pruritus, but no rash. No oxygen, no orthopnea, PND. No headaches. Next paragraph, I review medications on a very low dose of Lasix, 5 milligrams. I will highlight the Aldactone, Midodrine, next paragraph, she has not done blood pressure at home. In the hospital, was in the hundreds over 50s. The weight at discharge was 54.4 kilos, 119 pounds. She sounds alert, oriented, intestine 3, very pleasant, no respiratory distress, and normal speech. Next paragraph. Chemistries are from the hospital. The last creatinine, 1.7, which is a little bit above baseline. A low sodium, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20. Calcium was normal. Anemia, 9.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Is stage 4, no symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis, no encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Most likely a component of hepatorenal. Next number, hepatic encephalopathy, back to baseline on treatment. Next number, cirrhosis of the liver, non-alcoholic, fatty liver. Next number, status post TIPS, T-I-P-S procedure. Next number, status post esophageal banding. Next number, at this moment, nothing to suggest respiratory distress, pleural effusion, or increased abdominal girth ascites. Next paragraph, prior history of asthma, COPD, no smoking. Next paragraph, pruritus multifactorial, most likely from liver abnormalities. Next number, low blood pressure from liver abnormalities. Next number, metabolic acidosis, mild, moderate, at this moment, does not require treatment. Next paragraph. Uncontrolled diabetes, pressing on insulin. This is not a new diagnosis. She was off treatment from the weight loss. This uncontrolled diabetes in the 800s likely contributed to the encephalopathy, probably beyond hepatic liver disease. Continue chemistries in a regular basis, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, update iron studies, B12 folic acid reticulocyte, potential EPO treatment intravenous iron. We'll follow up with you, end of dictation.